Holly couldn't stay cooped up inside a moment longer. The desire to get out and do something was overwhelming. It was like an itch she couldn't scratch. Maybe it was the warm sunshine. Maybe it was the birds chirping outside her window. Whatever it was, she was starting to get cabin fever and had to get out of the house. Lucky hopped off the bed and followed her as she left her room and went in search of Bridget and Link. They were somewhere around the house, or over at their B&B next door. She just had to figure out where. Maybe they'd have something interesting going on. They usually had plans when the weather was this beautiful. Link hated being inside when it was nice out. Maybe they were doing something that she could occupy her time with. She was supposed to meet Wade later on, but that was still a few hours away. It seemed like a good time to do something a little different. Her mood was high, there was a smile on her face, and things seemed to be looking up. The great room was silent with the exception of Jet's snores from the love seat in the corner. He was apparently deep into his afternoon nap because his legs were twitching as if he were chasing something. She imagined he was probably dreaming about chasing the pesky squirrels that liked to run across the yard to torment him. She smiled to herself as she scooped up Lucky to make sure he didn't bother Jet. One of his favorite things was to jump on the big Newfoundland when he wasn't suspecting it, so that he could be the alpha dog, at least for a little while.
"We have to be quiet," she whispered to him. "The big guy needs his beauty sleep."
Lucky licked her chin in response, happy to be snuggled into her arms.
"Yeah, that's my good boy."
She moved him closer to her neck, and he licked her nose. Softly giggling, she kissed the top of his head. Heading to the door, she slipped outside as quietly as she could, hoping she wouldn't wake Jet when she closed the door behind her. Twisting the knob so that he wouldn't hear the latch, she didn't let go until she shut the door completely behind her. Once outside, she took a few steps away from the door to see if she could hear anything. Any sort of sound that might clue her in to where Bridget and Link might be. If they weren't outside, more than likely they were at the B&B with the guest. As she paused, she thought she heard voices coming from the side of the house. They were too quiet to hear exactly what was being said, but she could tell by the sound one of them was Bridget's voice. Drawing closer and rounding the corner, they came into view.
"Do you think we should plant the lavender here, or the lemongrass?"
Link was asking her. Holly set Lucky down and he ran over to them, happy to say hello.
"Why don't we do it like this?"
Bridget said. As Holly approached, she saw Bridget arranging some potted plants they must have recently bought. Bridget stepped back and appraised her handiwork after moving the tall, grass-like plant to the middle, and the one Holly assumed was lavender beside it.
"That's not bad," Link said. "But how about this?"
He took the taller lemongrass plant and placed it next to the corner of the house with the lavender behind it.
"I like that much better," Bridget said with a nod.
"What are you guys doing?" Holly asked as she joined them.
"Just freshening up this side of the house," Bridget said with a smile. "We'd been talking about how it faces the B&B, and yet it looks so plain."
"We decided to get some plants to make it look nicer, but we also chose ones that would smell great and keep away the mosquitoes. They're doing double duty," Link said with a grin.